Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today the Church celebrates the Feast of Pentecost. Our readings are taken from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 103 or 104, depending on the translation of your Bible. Our second reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3 to 7, verses 12 to 13. Our Gospel reading is taken from St. John's Gospel chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is the recreative fire and wind of the Holy Spirit. The recreative fire and wind of the Holy Spirit. My brothers, my sisters, we have finally reached the mountaintop of everything good, says St. John Chrysostom. Today is the day of the hope of perfection. The end of expectation, the longing for salvation, the fulfillment of prayer, and the image of patience. For the Jews, the Feast of Pentecost or Shavuot commemorates the offering of first fruits and the covenantal birth of a new people of God on Mount Sinai. For us, Pentecost commemorates Jesus' recreation of the world and the opening of humanity for the entry of the Holy Spirit. As Psalm 104 verse 30 says, the Holy Spirit comes to renew the face of the earth as he did in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, when the world was created. On the day of Pentecost, Jesus revived his disciples and made them bearers of the nature and character of the new creation. He breathes his own breath into their nostrils, paving the way for the entry of the Spirit of God who comes to make all persons new in Christ Jesus. Revelation chapter 21 verse 5. Thus, the Holy Spirit reversed the curse of division of language and people resulting from the construction of the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11. He reunited the people of God and animated the spread of the gospel of mercy and fullness of life, which gave birth to the body of Christ. Thus, just as Yahweh descended upon Mount Sinai in the form of fire to posit the old law before his people in Exodus chapter 19, verse 18, so also on Pentecost Day, the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles in tongues as of fire to offer the new law inscribed in their hearts. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26 says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. Thus, Jesus, in today's gospel, bestows the Spirit upon his disciples by breathing on them, which clearly identifies him as the heralder of the new creation and his disciples as co-heralders of the message of life. Like Elisha in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9, who received a double portion of Elijah's spirit, the apostles of Jesus received Jesus' divine life and commenced the propagation of the gospel of salvation. As brothers and sisters of the apostles, friends and children of God, we have repented, we have been baptized, and we have received the Holy Spirit, that is, the life of God, the breath of God, and the love of God. Hence, we are able to live, to move, and to have our being. Thus, because we have the Spirit of the Lord, we are also able to testify that Jesus is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, as St. Paul notes in the second reading of today. And we are able to do greater things in the name of the Lord, as Jesus declared in John's Gospel, chapter 14, verse 12. Therefore, my brothers and my sisters, we have no excuse. You have no excuse, because the Spirit of the Lord is in you. But if you lack the feel of the Holy Spirit, then, my brothers, my sisters, you must repent. We must hand over our whole being to the Lord and allow the Spirit to take total control of our life. When the Spirit takes total control of your life is no longer your own. We are called to lead others to Christ. Thus, today, the Lord expects you to cause someone to smile. The Lord expects us to cause someone to think about him, to think about Jesus. The Lord expects us to cause someone to love God and love neighbor. The Lord expects us to cause someone to hope again, to believe that Jesus liveth. You cannot do it on your own. We have to rely on the help of the Lord, because our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Place your trust in the Lord, and the Lord will use you in mightier ways. That is my prayer for you this week, that the Lord in his infinite mercy would sanctify, would purify, and would glorify you and make you an instrument of his goodness, kindness, and love, generosity through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless you and grant you his peace this week, in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You are Alpha and Omega. We
Alpha and Omega. give you all the glory.
We